Hi and welcome to Radio Verulam 92.6 FM, and today I want to introduce to you a guest, by his own words, a dad, a husband and a disability bodybuilder, but I would say he is so much more. Adjectives like inspirational come to mind. Today Radio Verulam is honoured to welcome Matt Elson.
Hi Jason.
So Matt, you said that you started your bodybuilding, you were inspired because of becoming a dad to become fitter, but how did the journey come from just general fitness to being an all-out bodybuilder?
Well, yeah, it was one of those things where I did the traditional New Year's Eve resolution a few years back, where I just wanted to hit a gym, just to generally just get myself fitter. That led to me thinking, okay, well, I need a goal at the end of this. Yeah, why am I going? I'm not the greatest runner in the world. And there were a few guys and girls on social media who were posting about disability bodybuilding, getting up on stage and competing with able-bodied athletes, and it eventually created its own category in its own right. So that starts me thinking, well, what's stopping me going up and doing that myself? So that kind of took off from there, really.
Yeah, it's inspirational stuff, and it is a really growing sport. And what I'd like to know, though, is how is your daily training regime like, and how does it differ to maybe other bodybuilders?
Home from a number of years training and adapting to the gym that I go to in Bristol. So naturally, I was just a bit cautious about certain pieces of equipment. Certainly with the free weight. So I didn't actually go into that free weight area for the first 6 months. But gradually, as the confidence kind of got better and better, and the mindset kind of changes in terms of, okay, well, I can do this, I can do that, and you tweak little things here and there according to your own kind of positioning. And I found eventually, within probably about a year, that there's really nothing stopping me using any piece of equipment within the gym. So that really gave me a solid foundation to then test my own strength and build. As any other athlete or gym girl would know.
Did you feel, as well as your confidence grew in the gym, your also confidence spilled into your day-to-day life?
Oh, massively. I'm a big supporter of positive thinking and positive mindset, and just from my library and just generally just outgrowing, you try to attract positive individuals to be around. But also, anyone who would go to a gym and would assess this, but it transcends into so many different areas of your life. So, you're feeling more vibrant, you've got more energy, more alert, and that helps not only in the gym, but when I'm at work, when I'm at different events, and just general well-being. And it's not only gives you physical benefits, but also from the mental side of things as well. It all helps in many, many different ways.
And do you think that training has actually helped with your condition and health in general? You know, has it improved since bodybuilding?
Well, the thing is that the condition I have, cerebral palsy and it's offset about the hemiplegia, it's always going to be there. I'm always going to have the restriction of the muscle contraction and structure. I used to refer it as a muscle weakness in my youth, and I changed that because it's a different structure. So I do have restrictions in terms of my tendons. That said, the training that I do just builds as much as it does on my left side as much as my right. So there is a difference. I can clearly see that in the pictures and of the competitions. There is far greater muscle growth in my right than is my left, but I'm able to tone my left and to build muscle on my left gradually, but just at a much slower rate.
Well, it's very interesting, and I kind of want to bring it also on to your diet. So fatigue and muscle recovery is part of the condition, and does this mean that your diet is key to your success? Do you have to eat lots of carbohydrates or energy filled foods to be able to have success?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a very it's a controlled diet. So as I'm going into a show, the carbohydrates do reduce, but I do offset that with high carbohydrate days, not only just for recovery, but for energy purposes as well. That is dependent upon what time I train as well. I typically train very early in the morning, so I'll have some carbohydrates before I go to the gym, some carbohydrates straight after to obviously offset the training that I've encountered. And then from that, it's just a matter of discipline of just staying away from any treats or any particular offerings that may be on the side at work.
You have to tell me though, did you indulge at Christmas a little bit at least?
Oh yeah. I don't think it's very. I don't think it's a coincidence that the training, the season, finishes in November, and doesn't start again until April. So you have to enjoy yourself, and certainly post show, post competition. But yeah, there's always a few treats that come out.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to hear that. But in terms of your eating, do you cook all the meals for yourself, or do you have a chef?
No, it's all myself. So what I tend to do is to batch cook my meat over weekends, and I've tried a variety of different kind of preparation methods over the years, but I prep all my meat and separate it all out for the weekend, freeze that, and then I'll cook my my carbohydrates every evening. I try and just make sure it doesn't get too much in the way of family time, and try and make not too much of a mess in the kitchen.
There's a lot to fit in, isn't there?
Yeah.
So recently you finished fourth place in the PCA World Championships, which is absolutely fantastic, but would you say this has been the highlight of your career so far, or is there another moment that you really cherish?
The World Championships was fantastic because it was a big build-up throughout the year to get from the regions to the British and then the Worlds. I always remember that first show I did a couple of years ago, and I was a nervous wreck before getting on stage, and then you really feel how good the community is, not only within our category, but just generally the whole bodybuilding community. It's such a welcoming, supportive environment, and I remember getting on stage thinking, what am I doing here? And then suddenly, you just get that reaction, the confidence builds, you think, well, I'm here now. And there's nothing quite like boosting your ability to speak in public when in the knowledge that you've previously stood in front of hundreds of people and just no more than a pair of pants.
it's kind of the reverse of imagining everybody else in their pants situation.
I still think well, if I ever get up and do any public speaking, or if I have to do a presentation for work, I think, well, it can't be as nerve-wracking as what we did a few months back. So again, that helps in terms of transcending how it affects different areas of my life.
And you have had exponential growth in the last 2 years, but what are you planning, and what can we expect from you in the months and years ahead?
Well, personally myself, I mean, I'll be competing ran about four or five occasions this year, not only just for my own personal goals, but I feel a sense of, I need to be there. I want to not just for myself, but just to grow the category, to show that there is there are competitions, there are spaces and availability for everyone, particularly in our disability category. And we want to be able to, as a group, we want to be able to grow this. And you know, who knows? It will be great to come take that round the UK. There's 20 shows for PTA this year, starting in a couple of weeks with a first time this event in Stafford. Every single one of those events will have a disability category. And you know, we've been talking, you know, who knows if we can get it internationally. But there are international competitions. Looking at the US and different parts of the world. So, you know, I'd love to think that, you know, one day we can get over to the international competitions and grow it even further.
That is amazing, and I love the repetition of the word community. And I want to kind of bring it on to our own local community, St Albans, and it's a little bit past January New Year's resolution phase, but it's always a good time to start a fitness journey. So in like a few summarising phrases, what advice would you give to others that may be contemplating starting to work out but haven't got there just yet?
Well, I always say that you can always start a new journey tomorrow. Or New Jersey today, even if you wanted to. You know, if you wanted to just take small steps, there's a fantastic book by Darren Hardy in the US called The Compound Effect, which basically teaches you about, you know, just small improvements over time will have a huge effect. So even if it's just a 20-minute session, a walk around the block, 1 mile, getting on the treadmill for half an hour. It doesn't have to be a huge, massive thing. Just take a small advance, small steps, again, compounded over time, that will help with the bigger picture. And you know, you look back in a year's time and think, wow, yeah, look how far I've come.
It's true, you can really come, even a few months or weeks, you can really go on a journey. But thank you very much for your time today, Matt. And I'd like to just ask you finally, is there a website or even a cause that you'd like to highlight on Radio Verulam today?
Well, there's several individuals out there who are promoting the sport of disability bodybuilding. The PCA, if you type in PCA bodybuilding, and you'll see all the information for all of their events over the coming year. And as I said, there's over 20 with each of the disability category. And they've also got first time events, so across the board. So if you're interested in the sport, then now's a great time to get involved.
Well, thank you very much, Matt.
No, absolute pleasure.